This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This is a public service announcement. This is only a test.
It's actually not a test. This is real life. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Thursday.
Best day of the week.
Yes. Let's go with that. Best day of the week.
It is. It's full of hope. Because you get through Thursday, you're really in the weekend.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm not buying your logic, but I'm going to go with it. Because I'm all about good vibes, frankly. You know what? I got Thursday vibes today. This is fantastic.
They're great vibes.
I can't believe Thursday's finally here. Hello, Thursday.
Woo-hoo!
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
It's the day before Friday.
I hate you for introducing that song into my life.
Ugh. Rebecca Black, she's got to be in everybody's life. I actually cannot believe you somehow escaped that. Ugh. Like, is that not, that's been a part of our Fridays since that thing came out.
If you're not hosting a radio show where we play that weekly, though, I could see how you'd miss it.
Or manage to forget about it, even if you had heard about it.
You have a kid, and suddenly these shows that you know nothing about are a daily part of your life. Mm. And you're like, Miss Rachel.
No, don't. What are you doing?
What about Miss Rachel?
Miss Rachel.
Nothing about her.
Take it out.
Yes, take that out of our show.
Oh. Like you wouldn't know, but then you have some kids and you're like, oh yeah, I love this lady. Mm-hmm. She gives me 5 minutes or 10 or 15 if you're lucky.
I guess that's something to be grateful for.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us everything about yesterday, would you?
So yesterday, remember,
Johnny Mosley, I do.
Yes. But early this year, like right when we got back from vacation, uh-huh. You were talking about this kid that may or may not have broken the biggest wave ever recorded to have been ridden record.
They don't have that figured out yet?
Well, it's harder to measure a wave than you might imagine.
Oh, okay.
The current holder is in the 85-foot range. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that guy's name is. So this kid, he's from Santa Cruz. He's surfed his whole life. He was actually an incredibly interesting person to listen to yesterday.
I'm so happy to hear that.
He did a sit down with Johnny Mosley. Johnny Mosley, Olympic skier, local, are you kidding me? American hero. That guy, he's so positive. He's great. He's just, they both have the same sponsor.
Oh, is that how this connection happened?
Yes. And it's interesting. And they're also a Santa Cruz company. They're called West Peak. And they do those like, I don't even want to compare them to other, because we did do some tasting yesterday. Delicious. West Peak. They're little like premix cocktails.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
I don't want to compare them to the other ones. There are a lot in that field, but these are really good and more liquor and less alcohol. I mean, less sugar. And
you said West Peak and I went, I don't know that. What is that?
Well, that's why. Right. That is why you don't know them.
I have no, I didn't. I was like, wetsuits? What is that?
Yeah. But they've been a sponsor for Johnny. And then this kid comes onto the scene, sort of comes roaring in because he's just a guy who loves to surf. He doesn't, I mean, I'm sure he's been in competitions and stuff, but he's just looking for the biggest wave he can get. And they do Mavericks and he has a partner and they tow each other into these giant waves. Mm-hmm. And he just happens to catch the one that gets and that got caught on camera. And so they can make these estimates as to how big this wave is, but the estimate is 108 feet. And it is, we went, and it was funny because we sat down, I don't even know if it's going to be a podcast. I don't know what they're going to do with this audio, but they wanted to get Johnny and this guy, his name is Alo Sliber, which is spelled Slibeer, you'd think, but it turns out, it's the Irish in that name. It's Sliber. Yep, there you go. Vinny, he's an Italian-Irish dude. It's like everything.
He's my people.
He's you.
Okay.
Wow.
So he shows up at the house.
Except he's extra brave because let's be honest. I told you, 10 foot. After that, I'm out.
And you know what's crazy? He's almost numb to the whole thing. He's just taking us through like frame by frame. We went through this whole thing.
The wave.
As we was going through this huge wave. It got caught on camera. And he talks about fear like it's this thing that's sort of outside of him that maybe other people experience. But he was talking about how he used all these terms I've never heard before, which I'm sure you would have been completely at home with this stuff. But he's talking about how he's gotten caught in waves at Mavericks where he's under and one goes by. He doesn't even know which. And there's some kind of canyon in between two reefs there. And he's getting tossed around in that. He's like, you feel weightless, but you're actually being sucked down by the currents. And then another wave goes over. And he's like, you're getting thrashed so hard, you can't even pull your arms and legs to your body. You're
they
getting
call
pinwheeled.
A two-wave hold down.
Two-wave hold down is exactly what he said.
And that is about as horrifying a situation as you can find yourself in on a day of that size. Like, I can't, because you are, I can't even relate to him because he has to stay calm. He doesn't have the option of freaking the hell out.
He's like, you just have to go somewhere else. You just have to exist.
He says like, that you know, but that's like, fly. Can you just fly?
Could you please just fly?
Just fly for me.
Oh, yeah, like, all right, I'll do that.
Like, that's how impossible it is in a situation where you are held down, unable to breathe, being tumbled. You barely know which way is up.
You don't.
In his situation, what they will often do, and I know this just because on a much smaller scale, I do the same thing, is your board has float. And so you know your leash is attached
is pointing
to the board.
You.
And you can at least climb that to get up.
Mm-hmm.
So you know which way is up. Because I have definitely swam the wrong way and gone,
boof.
I'm not going the right way. So it is
the two-wave hold down.
Superhuman stuff.
Terrifying.
It was,
long story short, it was really fascinating. He was talking about how just as these huge waves were coming in, and I guess he flew back from somewhere else that he was surfing because his partner there, that this guy's name I think is Luca, they have a jet ski and the two of them share it and they tow each other out into these waves. Mm-hmm. And the kid called him and goes, get on a plane right now. This is happening. It's going to be the biggest things we've ever seen. So they got into the water at like 6 o'clock in the morning and didn't leave until 6. But like, this was only middle of the day that this one particular ride happened. But apparently they get in there and about an hour or two into this, the water color completely changed. It went like absolutely black. Like it was just pitting off the bottom of the ocean and pulling all this stuff up. And every single person out in the water that day, everybody who was doing any of these waves, everyone got sick the next day. Like, so physically ill. And they think it was just the water and whatever was spray. Even people on the beach got sick just from the spray and the
ugh.
Right.
Oof.
It's just such so a, right? Just you a, don't even think about these things.
An upwelling is.
It just was everything it, awful at the bottom of the sea got
it.
Thrown into everybody's faces.
Oh.
But even as we were watching the actual ride, it's almost like you can kind of see how thick the water looks. It's really, I don't know. It was a really interesting, it took about an hour. He just went off on the whole thing and we talked about how they might be able to measure him. And I guess they take a measurement of your shin bone in a photograph. And then that, because that's like the one part of you that doesn't bend and isn't, it is basically stick straight on your, on your
board.
That's
interesting. Yes. Okay.
And then that's how they calculate how tall that wave is. But then depending on where the person who's filming it is, the bottom of that wave could actually be far below. It's a whole thing. So he's like, I am taking myself out of the process. Someday.
Oh, so he didn't say what he thinks. He didn't say
he won't.
It's definitely the biggest wave
he
ever.
He won't say it. He's okay. Like, it's definitely the biggest thing I've ever ridden. And that's all he's really willing to say. And he said, it's a sensitive subject and it's very competitive. This big wave thing is a very competitive thing. And there's a lot of contentiousness that's already happening. He goes, I am stepping away. I am not pushing for this. It's in the hands of the people who will make these decisions. And I don't even care. I'm trying to capitalize on this moment and get myself funded to travel the world and do as many big waves as I possibly can. He's great.
There are a lot of guys that do this now. Kai Lenny is another name you may recognize.
Kai was on site when this happened, by the way.
He was.
So there's all these, and actually he named a couple other people, Vinny, that even I was like, oh, I feel like I know that name. And it's because everyone was there. Everyone was like checking out these waves. So all these people are sort of corroborating and backing up what he's talking about.
This group of people who've decided to become big wave pros, their sponsorships are very important, but they are traveling and they are on call.
Yes.
Like you just stated, where someone will say, you've got to be here now.
Get on the next plane.
And they all leave from South Africa, from, you know, the United States, from France. And they split and go.
Yeah.
And go chase these giant waves. It's how they get paid. It's a different sort of version of being pro. But I'm happy for him. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
It was really interesting. One of the things he was saying was it's another kind of contentious thing in big wave surfing. As he was talking about the two wave hold down, there's technology now that if you find yourself in a situation like that, you can pull a ripcord and a balloon comes out and will get you to the top.
These vests were invented by a pro surfer. He came up with it and they built this thing and it's taken a minute, but they're CO2 activated. You pull the ripcord, they inflate and they will bring you to the surface. Some of the guys, and I've only heard this because I won't go to Mavericks. It's way too big for me. Way too big. But they say some of these cats can barely surf, but they go out there with these vests on and they just want to bucket list this, like, I'm going to ride a big wave, I'll pull the cord, and I'll live, and then I can say I've done it. But most of the people who've committed their lives to this out there are like, please leave. You're super dangerous.
Yes.
This is not what we want you to do.
It's technology that can save lives, but also opens up the opportunity to surf some of these gigantic, ridiculous waves to people who have no business. This kid said one day he flat paddled. Is that what you say? He flat paddled 27 miles, this kid, Alo.
Okay.
And he's like, you need to be able to do that to have the kind of strength and the fitness that you need to be able to do these waves. He's like, he didn't want to come down on the side of like, that should not be happening. Because he was like,
it should not be happening.
I've been down there though, and I would have loved to have been able to pull a string and been popped to the top. Because who doesn't want to live? We all want to live. We were just talking about this the other day. I want to live. All the animals from worms to eagles.
So you're saying that this is not being employed by the folks who do this all the time?
They do it.
They can do it, but they're worried that the people who are not qualified to ride these waves and don't have the kind of experience it takes are now, they feel like it's junking the place up.
Yeah. Mm. Well, and there's a lot of people now, a lot of people and not enough waves. So there's plenty of people showing up for, I'm here for my 50 footer. And most of them aren't qualified to be out there.
Well, I want to say to Johnny and to Alo Sliber, whose name I hope I'm not totally butchering. We practiced for a while yesterday. and very nice people. There's a couple people. Jamie is one of them. And she's from West Peak. They're big fans of the show, Vinny.
Oh.
And they're Santa Cruz. They're all Santa Cruz people, but she for years was commuting like San Francisco, San Jose, and was a listener when she's like, I'm so psyched that Maddie's back on the show. And she was just like super They're very positive, wonderful. It was a great experience, and I will let you know as soon as I know where this audio lands itself. I think there's a video too. But if it gets somewhere, I'll put up a link for it.
I would love to see this. Yeah. You know, Johnny,
the guy's so nice.
Johnny's an example of someone who made it in sport, but also at least went to school long enough to be well spoken and do an interview, and he's got enough of a personality that SNL said, yeah, we'd like you to host. Like, there are those people in sport out there. Mm-hmm. There are also those people who should have gone to school a little more.
Yeah.
So I didn't know who we were going to get when you got to meet Allo. I'm so excited to hear he was engaging and fun and,
yep,
and
smart
involved.
And self-aware.
Yeah,
and
that's
and
awesome.
Really, yeah, it was very, very positive.
That makes me proud to hear for sure. And yeah, I should also say, there are women who do this too. This is not just a guy's game. Justine DuPont is a French woman who charges just as hard as any name you can name. She's amazing. Like, if you look her up, it's just hands on you. Like, the Home Alone fan. What are you doing? They're amazing. So,
yeah. And it is, you know, you talk about how, like, you'll watch a surf competition from Australia or whatever, and it's so fun because you can get it online. And I kind of went down a rabbit hole as I was finding shots and trying to find different angles on this one ride that this kid that came to our, Allo came to our house and did this interview. And it was just, I can see how you, because it's just one thing after another. It's like, and then this wave, and then this name, you know, and this guy, and this name, and this, and this ride that the same guy did 10 years ago or whatever. This kid, Allo, has been surfing Maverick since he was 13 years old.
Wow.
Which
is
incredible.
Well, and also at that age, you're a little more influenced by the heroes you see. Like, that's how it was for me with skateboarding. The cool guys were older than me.
That.
And I was like, I want them to like me.
I'm going to do that.
I'm gonna do this stuff because I don't want to be, I want to be over there, not over
here.
Not
standing over here.
By myself.
I don't surf, but I like to watch surf videos, and I love skating videos. And there's a great documentary, if you're interested in big wave surfing, called 100-Foot Wave. It's on Max. Somebody texted it and reminded me of it. It's about Nazarene, Portugal, and about the surfing there. And you get to see these personalities and these guys and like this obsession.
There's two seasons of that too, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know there was this. Oh, well, there we go.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. But that's a really, if you're interested in this stuff, watch that.
Get a little trip.
You'll fall in.
Put a link to that up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page. And as soon as anything happens with this audio and video, I'll let you know. KLLC, KLLC.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.